Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney with your hosts, Aljon Goh and Dave Bossert.
Do you just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and then dreaming up Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Aljon Goh, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com. I'm Aljon Goh, podcaster and producer of the Disney List, Skull Rock Podcast, and Dining at Disney. When you're creating content, podcasts, webcasting, live streaming, or wanting to step up your video conference calls, you need quality gear and accessories. That's why I use Gator Frameworks in my studio. From professional broadcast boom arms and microphone stands, studio monitor speaker stands, ring light kits, headphone holders, elite furniture studio desks, and acoustic wall treatments, Gator Frameworks has you covered. Gator is the leading brand of cases, stands, and support system solutions for music, pro AV, creative pro, IT, and general utility industries. They have over 1,000 different solutions made from vacuform plastics, rational molded plastics, wood, sewn, and EVA materials. Leveraging their expertise in case design and manufacturing, Gator has a complete OEM division that works with leading companies around the world to engineer and create custom cases for original equipment manufacturers. For more information, visit GatorFrameworks.com. Product provided in exchange for promotional consideration. Welcome back, fans, to another edition of the Disney List. Before we get started into our show, I would like everyone, if you're planning your trip to the Walt Disney World Resort, Disneyland, taking Disney Cruise or any cruise line, to please, please give Kristen a look up. She'll help you, right?
Yes.
Save yes, some money. What are some good deals you got going on for our listeners?
Well, right now, Disney World has a save up to $500 on a five-night stay at select Disney Resort hotels. That's for this spring into early summer. So it's going to be for most nights, March 6th through July 7th of 2022. And you can book that now.
Very nice indeed. And if you're in the U.S. military, feel free to reach out as well, because there's some discounts that are supposed to be all yours. You need to take advantage of it. Don't overlook it. It's just another great way for Disney to give back to our men and women defending this country. So please go ahead and avail yourself. Now, once again, where can people email you to take advantage of all these great deals and save money?
At themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
The following is a production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
An imagination, huh?
Are you guys ready?
Are you ready?
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Disney List. The Disney List. Disney fans Kristen Hetzel and Aljon Goh bring you top 10 lists from the Disney parks, films, Star Wars, Marvel, news, travel tips, and more. Now prepare yourself for the Disney List.
Welcome to yet another edition of the Disney List. Wherever you find your podcast, also on the Sorcerer Radio Network at srsounds.com. Be sure to check us out on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram. We're also on the Twitter. My name is Aljon Goh. I am a lifelong Disney fan. I love the parks, love Marvel, huge into Star Wars, also in pop culture, and feel free to email us with your questions, comments, and we'll be glad to read them on an upcoming episode of The Disney List at thedisneylist@gmail.com. Always joined by my lovely and talented co-hostess. She is Miss Dining at Disney.com, the Disney foodie, as well as the travel guru from themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. It's Kristen. Hello.
Hello.
I took care of your intro for you this week.
Okay. I was prepared, though.
Were you prepared? Okay, go ahead.
I was prepared.
And here is my lovely and talented co-host, Kristen.
Hi, I am a Disney fan who is a travel expert, as well as the co-host of Dining at Disney.
Oh, you see? That wasn't so bad. What is our big list for today? I'm going to go make it a top 10, so go ahead.
Okay, so we have 10 must-do things at the Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival.
Mm-hmm. Nicely done. We have all that. It just started just a few days ago, so we can't wait to dig in. Once again, Kristen and I have been pass holders for many, many years. However, the pandemic gave us a perfect opportunity to become foster parents. So here we are. We're parents. We've got two young ones. We haven't made it back to the park since we got them. But our goal is to help you with all of our prior experience as to what to catch. Plus, we follow this stuff all the time, and we're looking forward to taking the kids, Boo and Jack-Jack, the code words, the code names, Boo and Jack-Jack, to the parks. All of this stuff about Galactic Star Cruiser, all this stuff about the Epcot Flower and Garden makes me want to just go. I'm living vicariously through all these people and podcasters and vloggers.
It's making me sad. This is the longest I've gone without visiting the parks since I was a teenager.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time.
I miss it.
I asked you today, I said, if we just happen to have the opportunity to go to Galactic Star Cruiser after we have full adoption of Boo and Jack-Jack, what's it going to be? Are you going to want to do it? And I said, just take the finances out of the question. I said, would you do it? You know, and you said,
yes.
Yes. Now, of course, we want to take Boo and Jack-Jack, but we can't take them on the Galactic Star Cruiser. It's just not for their age group.
No. And they have no patience whatsoever. No. I'm already concerned with trying to have her wait in line because she doesn't wait. It's something that we have to work on with her every day. So I don't know how she's going to do waiting in lines.
Yeah, I don't know either.
She's going to be like running up and down and driving people crazy.
I think that's why we have to, when we budget our trip, we're going to have to take advantage of the Genie Plus and just try to bypass as many lines as possible.
Yeah.
Because that's just the way it is. Otherwise, you know, we would just go ahead and go and be leisurely at it the entire time. But anyway.
You know, I'll probably have to look for a face group that deals with, you know, has like
group,
the special.
A face group? A
Facebook group that has information on, you know, different needs that kids, small children have in, when it comes to the parks that, you know, there's other parents that have definitely gone through this and I'm sure have some great ideas of how they handle it with their kids.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure they do. So anyway, if you have any ideas, let us know. If you have children with special needs, let us know. That would be amazing. So anyway, I think we need to get Shannon Sullivan back on the show. It's been years.
Yeah.
We haven't had Shannon on the show in forever. But anyway, thank you so much for tuning into the show. And if you feel so inclined, if you just stumbled upon the show, you know, Kristen and I, we're a married couple. Obviously now we're foster parents, getting ready to get these youngins into the house full time, not full time, but for real, like
permanently.
So at any rate, we'd love for you to join us there on the old Facebook and hit us up. And then another thing you could do is don't forget to check out all of our affiliate links as well. It really helps the show out. Amazon. We also have other affiliate links through Anchor if you want to support the show. And the little tip jar feature there at srsounds.com. Just click the link for the Disney List would certainly help us out because we bring you this stuff free every single week. So Having said that, before we get into our top 10 of the Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival, that's the top 10 that why we love it so much. Let's go ahead and talk about some of this. Well, in full swing, Kristen, we're getting ready. It is March.
Oh,
it's time to be green, and it's time to check out Raglan Road's Mighty St. Patrick's Day Festival that takes place here in a few days, 11th through the 17th of March. And it is fun. We have had so much fun times at Raglan Road, have we not?
A lot.
Why don't you tell people a little bit about what they can experience there at the festival?
Well, the Mighty St. Patrick's Festival is taking place March 11th through the 17th. Of course, this is at Raglan Road. You can try limited edition food that they have there for you, as well as they will have their music both in the inside stage as well as the Raglan Road patio stage outside will have acts as well. Every day, there's not a fee to go in and eat and all that stuff. The only day there is a cover charge is going to be on St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. And the cover charge is for those who are 18 and up. So if you're a family and you've got a 17 and a 15-year-old, no, you will not be paying the cover charge. I believe that is $20. Mm-hmm. And it is going to be based on first come, first serve. Every other day, except for St. Patrick's Day, you will be able to make reservations. And I highly suggest that you do that because it's a lot of fun and you don't want to miss out. And it will be busy all week long there. But on St. Patrick's Day, it is going to be first come, first serve. And again, $20 cover charge for those who are 18 and older.
I absolutely love this event. It's great. We were able to cover it. We've been there before anyway, during St. Patrick's Day, during that week celebration. It's amazing. But we were able to be invited guests there for a press event for Dining at Disney, which is always a lot of fun. And the food is always amazing. Raglan Road, and the entertainment just as amazing as well. The Irish Road Dancers will be there. You've got live entertainment from Jig Jam, the Lisa Caney Band, Emerald Shore, just to name a few. Very cool stuff indeed. And yes,
they have face painters, giveaways, as well as merchandise that you can purchase as well.
I love it. And they also have some special menu items as well. You cover that on Dining at Disney this week, which is really cool. So check out Dining at Disney podcast. For more details, you can log on to raglanroad.com and definitely please make your reservations. You know, the My Disney Experience app is a way to do that, but you can also do that via OpenTable.
Yes, you can book it via OpenTable and get those points. One thing I was going to say is I don't know who their photographer is.
Yeah.
But they do amazing photographs of the food and everything. It reminds me a lot of there is a YouTuber that I watch. Her name's Joni.
Yeah.
She's a professional food photographer. And it reminds me a lot of her kind of images that she does. But they will make you hungry and want to go.
Raglan Road has amazing photos in general. The thumbnail that I used for your Dining at Disney for this of the Irish dancer there in the green is so lush. Like, I love that thumbnail. It's one of my favorites that I've done for your podcast, but they do have amazing things. And in fact, you could probably do a deep dive on Raglan Road just for a show for Dining at Disney. You know, maybe one of these days where you need a filler and Cat and Bubba can't do it, I'll be able to do it with you and we can just do a deep dive into Raglan Road.
Okay.
Which would be cool. You know, every now and again, it's nice to do a little deep dive into the restaurants there at Disney Springs or the resorts. It's always a lot of fun. But anyway, we move to Disney Hollywood Studios. There's some brand new sweet treats real quick. You know, it's nice that they have these seasonal sweet treats that come along to the parks. And at Hollywood Studios, they have several new things for you to check out. So do you want to highlight a few of them, Kristen, for us? I mean, you can go into a deep dive on your podcast, but once again.
Yeah, I'll just mention them and where they can get them. And if they want more information and details on exactly what that is, they can check out the podcast that we did about it. But over at Hollywood Scoops, they're offering an orange blossom shake.
My favorite.
At Catalina Eddie's, there is a Beauty and the Beast rose dessert. Over at Rosie's All-Star Cafe, you have a s'mores cupcake. At the Trolley Car Cafe, a chocolate-covered apple, and it has a peanut butter crunch that it's been dipped into.
Butterfinger.
And at ABC Commissary, there is a mint chocolate chip cheesecake and a tropical tart. And if you like pizza Rizzo, they have a strawberry cheese cannoli, which is right up my alley because I love cannolis. And last but not least, over at Woody's Lunchbox, there's a banana fudge lunchbox tart.
Oh, man. You know, I'm going to say this, the same thing I said on your podcast this past week. But, you know, I was looking at these doing research. And of course, our little girl, Boo, she was like, I want that. I want to eat that. And it's like, no, Boo, we can't do that, right? We can't give you the cannoli. You can't get the Pop-Tart. You know, that's just special. So anyway, that looks super yummy. Cruise Line news, face mask rules changing soon on the Disney Cruise Line. And of course, they've been going hard at it, not just suspending cruises, but of course, as they, you know, kind of get back into cruising, they do have the mask mandates and different things, you know, that are happening for the cruise line. But starting March 11th, just a few days away, face coverings will be optional in most indoor locations on the Disney cruise ships. And Disney has said that this update comes following recent updated guidance from the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Face masks will still be required for everyone to and up on sailings that embark through March 10th. These requirements include wearing face masks indoors unless you're in a room, actively eating or drinking, or in a stationary or physically or and being physically distant. So there's a bunch of that stuff there. So
whoever came up with the thought of starting at age two being required clearly did not have children because you or work in childcare because you can't get a kid at 2 years old to wear a mask. It's hard enough when they're like 5 years old to try and get them to wear a mask, but two, it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. For more details on all the requirements for booking a Disney cruise, feel free to book with Kristen. She will set you up with everything you need to know for sure. So another great thing that's happening is the Epcot Flower and Garden Festival. We're going to be talking about our top 10 list, but I do want to note in this news segment that people don't know what is at the end of the rainbow when they sign up for this Garden Graze menu.
No.
Do you know about this?
Yes.
So you pay the
you buy the menu
you
items.
Buy the menu items, you get the little guide, and then you get little stamps after you complete them or order them. And there's like maybe eight different menu items, but at the end of the rainbow, when you complete everything, you get a Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival little drink pineapple
lime
swirl Dole Whip in the souvenir cup.
Yep. Little plastic souvenir cup.
Have you seen this?
I haven't seen the cup, but cute, I knew you got a prize at the end.
Yeah, it's really cool. So definitely check that out. We'll probably mention it again here in our top 10.
I'm going to need to reach out to my people down there and be like, hey, people, help me. Can somebody get me this?
Disney World is finally getting new snacks inspired by Encanto, the film, and female Imagineers, which is really cool because March is Women's Month. Kristen, something that we talk about every single year. Now with this celebrating her story kicking off here at the Disney parks, you can now get some really cool food items. You want to talk about some of them?
Sure. Over at Liberty Square Market, you can get the Madame Leota cupcake, which looks good.
It's good, yep.
At Friar's Nook, they'll have It's a Small World cupcake.
Mm-hmm.
It's inspired by Mary Blair.
That's right.
Let's see, what else do we have here?
We got the Cinderella Mosaic Cupcake.
Yes, Cinderella Castle Mosaic Cupcake.
That
and that's going to be at select outdoor food and beverage carts along Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you head over to the hotels over at All-Star Movies and Art of Animation, there's a Chorizo Arepas.
Ooh.
Over at All-Star Movie and Art of Animation, a Maribel Cupcake.
Nice.
Then over at Just All-Star Movies, you have Luisa Push-Up Cake Pop and an Encanto Cholado. That looks good.
Oh, that looks super good. No, all right. Well, nice. And there's a couple other things, too. So you've got your meatball dish from Nona's Homestyle Meatballs presented by sous chef Lori Tritilli. Yep, Italian meatballs. And then the carne frita con tostones presented by sous chef Natalie Floyd. And that is over there
at Jock Lindsay's.
Jock Lindsay's, uh-huh.
Emirates Patisserie always has delicious things. And they have a what's called the Passion of My Life.
Nice.
It is a mousse. Mm. Ganachery has a Lady Tano Pop.
Oh.
It's a plant-based one. So those of you who are vegan, that's definitely right there up your alley. Mm,
that's great for Sokotan. I wonder if Ashley Eckstein's had this.
Looks cool.
It looks great.
Yep. Dark chocolate, blueberry, and coconut.
Oh, can't beat that. Well, for more details, you're probably going to go into a deep dive of this on the Dining at Disney episode. So please check out Dining at Disney podcast. I love this. It was just a few days ago where Source of Radio correspondent, friend of the show, and co-host of Dining at Disney, Big Bubba B, posted this. He was there at Disney's Avengers Campus there at Disneyland and posted the picture of the Stan Lee dedication plaque, which is awesome. Of course, Stan Lee passed away in 2018 after decades of work helping to build the Marvel brand as to what it is today. Of course, being publisher, writer, creator. And here's a little dedication. It says, that person who helps others simply because it should be or must be done and because it's the right thing to do is indeed without a doubt a real superhero. And that is the dedication for Stan Lee, who they dedicate Avengers Campus to. Isn't that cool?
Very cool.
I love it. Absolutely. Of course, Stan Lee, known to be a co-creator of Iron Man, Spider-Man, Hulk, and Thor. Of course, most of the Avengers there. So pretty neat. There is a new tier of Disney Plus coming, Kristen. It's going to have ads. So if you want a little bit less expensive tier to get Disney Plus, which is ad supported, you'll be able to check out Disney Plus with their new tier, which will be, what is it? $6.99, I believe, is what it is. So pretty neat. And of course, that'll give people another option to get all that content. It's going to be coming around probably a little bit later in the fall, but they are trying to reach their goal of 260 million subscribers by 2024. And I think this is a great way for people to kind of check it out, having an ad-supported version of Disney Plus, reaching more people. You know, I'm glad that we don't have ads.
Yeah.
So we pay a little bit more for it, but we also don't have all those streaming services. I mean, we're Netflix, Amazon, and Disney Plus. So I think that's pretty much all we really need at this point. But speaking of Disney Plus, you know, they're getting ready to roll out the brand new parental controls ahead of the release of the upcoming Marvel series. And, you know, Daredevil, as well as Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, Iron Fist, and The Defenders are all leaving Netflix. They've left Netflix, and they're going to start airing on Disney Plus starting the 16th of this month in select regions, including ours here in the United States. So
because
I will
in the U.S., or not in the U.S., outside the U.S., they have another like thing that pops up other than when it says like Disney, Marvel, Star Wars. I believe it's called Star pops up.
Yeah,
and it has that kind of content on it.
Mm-hmm. The other international.
They don't
content.
Offer that to us.
No, but you know that's a lot of the content from the country of India and other populations there that carry that. But like WWE, for example, that's on Disney Plus in other countries. Kind of weird to have WWE on Disney Plus
because they don't have the same censorship laws that we have.
It's different. Well, and they don't have the distribution, right? There's some other streaming platforms and networks that don't have that. And it's interesting how all that works out. Having said that, please note that all of these Marvel shows, including The Punisher, are super, super adult. They're very mature audiences only. So make sure when you have that, you want to make sure that you set your parental guidance accordingly. The new Haunted Mansion movie gets a release date. Pretty neat. Looks like March 10th of 2023 is the new Haunted Mansion film, which is going to have Rosario Dawson, Tiffany Haddish, Owen Wilson, Danny DeVito, and Lakeith Stanfield. So please check that out. It's going to be interesting, to say the least.
Huh.
Yeah.
I wonder if Danny DeVito's going to be a ghost. You know, the right? Short
it could
one?
Be, yeah, it could be the short ghost, right? Ezra, is that his name? I don't know. Anyway. Now, speaking of Disney releases and films, In a statement, Disney is halting their releases in Russia, according to what's going on currently with the conflict from Russia invading
Ukraine.
So their first film that they're pulling out is Turning Red. And so be on the lookout for that. You know, there's a lot of different companies pulling their content. So Turning Red is being halted from release in Russia, and Warner Brothers halted the release of Batman. So anyway, that is pretty much the news for today and this week. And now we'll get into...
It's the Disney List. Top 10.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, Kristen, you are leading the charge this week.
Okay.
Because it's in full bloom. Epcot's International Flower and Garden Festival is happening right now as you listen to this show. It's one of our favorite festivals there at Epcot every single year. Of course, we're following all of what's going to take place at this festival, including all the great different entertainment and food that's going to be happening at this event. But Kristen, we have top 10 reasons why we love the Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival for this year. And why don't you go ahead and get us started?
Okay. So the first one is going to be to check out the train that they have in the Germany Pavilion. Mm-hmm. Because one of the things that a lot of people don't realize is that whenever there's festivals at Epcot, they add little pieces into that train set. So you can see like little things for flower and garden in there. And I think that's so cute how they do that.
It's like the big size humans have of Epcot, and it's all tricked out. And then the little citizens of the little train, little train set are celebrating the Flower and Garden Festival too. And they have little topiaries and a bunch of little things out there, like the butterfly garden.
Yes.
It's a super, super neat. I love train sets. I don't know about you, but, I love train sets. I used to do that, building train sets with my dad. So anyway, now we have, where?
Number 9.
There you go. Now I got the button working.
So another thing that I think is important to do is to get pictures done. And during this time of the year, not only do they have like the photo pass photographer in front of like some of these pretty topiaries and things like that for you, but they also had in these extra props as well. So I think that's really a cool thing that they do, where you can have, you know, those kind of magic shot kind of pictures and things like that. I mean, who doesn't want something cute like that?
Yeah, absolutely. There you can, I think they have a couple different stations where they do that. One of them is across the bridge in the International Gateway. And the other one they have right in front of the garden by Journey into Imagination, overlooking that area.
Yeah.
So pretty neat as you're going toward, the right side of Epcot, right? So
yeah.
It's on the right side there where the butterfly station is. So be on the lookout for that. But it's really neat. And I love getting those photos done. Anytime you're there and you have a photo op where they have a prop, that's always a lot of fun.
Well, that's like, I've got one from a couple years ago, and it is a banner. So it kind of looks like I'm in the picture, like part of a picture.
Right.
So it's got the floral background with me, and then I'm holding this big frame, and it's cute. I mean, I think those things are cute.
Yeah. It's like that Festival of the Arts where they have the little cutout and people can just get their heads like picture frames where people can just enter the frame and get their picture taken, which is always fun. It's like the Skull Rock, you know, I'm visiting Skull Rock
postcard
and all that stuff. So that's pretty neat as well.
Number 8.
So, of course, this being a Flower and Garden Festival, that means there are a lot of gardens. And I mean a lot of gardens to check out. So I think that's definitely something you want to do is walk around, take a look at the different gardens. So, for example, over in France, near the topiary of Chef Remy, they have the France Bouquet Garden. And it has, it says, it invites guests to admire blooms perfect for a bouquet of cut flowers. And then they have what's called Blossoms of Fragrance presented by Scentsy. And this highlights the sights and smells of the spring gardens. So it says they have six scent stations: floral, fruity, citrus, spice, woods, and fresh.
What does fresh smell like?
Probably like clean laundry, like fresh linen, cotton kind of. Linen.
Yeah. And the great thing about Epcot is the whole aspect of edutainment. So they have this Healthful Trail presented by Advent Health, a fun way for families to play and learn how to stay healthy. That sounds like fun. And then you also have Outdoor Escapes presented by Off Repellents, where you have moments of relaxation while learning how it's easy to create an outdoor escape of their own. And I love these little things because it gives you ideas as you go through these different gardens of what you might be able to implement in your own home for ideas.
Oh, yeah.
In years past, we used to take a lot of pictures of the different flower arrangements, garden stuff.
Yeah.
Where you can like use reclaimed containers and reclaimed, tires and boxes and different things like that to really make a really nice habitat, not just for animals, but also to grow plants, which is always fun.
Well, the one they had taken one of those tiered water fountains that people have like out in front of their homes. Mm-hmm. And instead of using it as a water fountain, you know, filled it with different kinds of herbs and plants and stuff. So they had like tomatoes, you know, like cherry tomatoes growing in it and basil and stuff like that. And that was one of my favorite things. Somewhere I've got all those pictures because we've got tons of them that I was like, oh, I would love to do this and I would love to do that. So
yeah. And it's nice also to, you know, Scentsy has these different scents and things like that as well that you can check out. So if you dig them, then you can go out and get some Scentsy products. So that's great. And I love the fact that Spike the Bee is one of the mascots of the Flower and Garden Festival. Spike the Bee is kind of like the Mickey Mouse with antenna that I see. You know, around. So the Bunny Bistro, which is hosted by the National Honey Board, invites guests to learn about the critical role bees play in the environment.
Another thing they have is that's great for families is the Green Landing Family Play Zone. It says it's in World Discovery and it lets little ones frolic with Wally and his eco-friendly garden. And they do this every year. It's just a different theme for the kids' play area. But as you go throughout, you're also going to see in like Italy, they have a lot of, they have like an herb garden area there. So you can see a whole bunch of really like tomatoes, basil, rosemary, a lot of those things that you would find in your Italian food growing, as well as if you head over to Japan, they have a wide variety of different bonsai trees. And I know, Aljon, that's been one of your favorite things to
see. I love that.
As well as in China, that's always done in a way that celebrates whatever it is. So like this year, the year of the tiger. So,
I like it. I like it. All right. Where are we now?
Number seven.
Okay, this is a foodie one.
Okay.
They have in the passport something called Garden Graze.
Explain what the passport is because we forgot to mention that at the top.
The passport has a list of all of the different outdoor kitchens and what menu items, both food and drink, listed on there. So you can mark them off as you try them, highlight which ones you enjoyed, which ones, you know, scratch out ones you're like, nope, I wouldn't have this one again. But they have in there a section for five stamps. And once you get those five stamps, you will take that to they've got a location for you to take that to, and you will get a festival exclusive treat.
Like that. Okay. Very nice.
Number six.
Okay. So this one is great for those of you that have children. And even if you don't, they have Spike's Pollination Exploration, and it is a scavenger hunt. It's $9.99, but you find, different things throughout the park. It has the little map for you. And once you complete it, then you can take it back. And I believe they give you something at the end. I know they've done that in the past. Mm-hmm. The 1 year was Remy pins that had Remy with a piece of food.
Right. Right.
Yeah. It was like growing food, not like a meat or something, you know, like tomato, eggplant, that kind of thing.
Okay. All right. Nice. Nice. Shall we move on?
Yes.
Okay.
Number six.
Oop. Did I hit that again?
Uh-huh.
Hit that again.
Number
bad.
Five.
Ah, you see? There you go.
Okay, this one's your favorite.
All right, so here we are. We're getting ready to rock because the Garden Rock series is back. And we have some awesome bands performing, which is great. So you can always check out some awesome acts, which I absolutely love, and chill out, right? So this is going to be at the American Gardens Theater Friday through Monday, and local bands will take the spotlight Tuesday through Thursday. So, you know, there's something for everyone. All right. Some of the main acts that are going to be performing this week are going to be the Guess who are wrapped up their stint there. Rick Springfield, you know, from Jesse's Girl. That's his hit song.
Going on right
Check
now.
It, going on right now. Melina Leon, who's brand new to Garden Rocks. Mike Del Gutis. Did I say that? Who's on tour with Billy Joel. There you go. And then you have Kool and the Gang, who's new to Garden Rock. So a lot of great new artists. The Orchestra, featuring former members of ELO, Don't Bring Me Down. You have the Spinners that are going to be there, old R&B. Then you also have the Pointer Sisters. Blue October, who's new to Garden Rocks.
That would be good.
Yeah. Tommy DiCarlo, who's a singer of the band Boston, I'm sure, is going to be rocking out in April. Don Felder, the lead guitarist and the songwriter for Hotel California, and a guy that loves to bust my chops about guitar. He's going to be there in April as well, formerly the Eagles. Kristen, your favorite band of all time, Starship, featuring Mickey Thomas. We Built the City on Rock and Roll, is going to be there.
There is no band that we have been there at the same time they were performing more than
Starship.
Yes.
And it's usually at the fall.
Both of them.
Yeah. They love Starship. Honestly, I'm kind of addicted. It's whenever I play Starship in the car, Chris, it's like, oh my gosh, can you stop? Claudia Leti is also new. Berlin, Take My Breath Away is going to be there.
That's what I want to see.
Oh, yeah. Berlin's great. You know, I used to work with a guitarist for Berlin, so very cool stuff there. Toby Mac is going to be there, and also returning Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Not Blood, Sweat, and Cheers, but Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Your parents would love that. And then the Commodores, brand new to Garden Rock, so you'll hear Brick House there without Lionel Richie. Then you have Ambrosia featuring Peter Beckett. Ambrosia, also Kristen's sister's favorite dessert. Flock of Seagulls, I Ran So Far Away.
That'd be nice.
Is going to be there. Colin Ray, who's brand new, is going to be there. Thelma Houston, Don't Leave Me This Way. That's also new. Little River Band, big fans of the Little River Band. They're going to be there in May. Simple Plan is returning. And then Alternative Rockers. Herman's Hermits featuring Peter Noon. Classic oldies band. And then the Plain White Tees, Hey Delilah, Kristen.
Ugh, I don't like that song.
Oh, yeah. Feel free once again to get the entire list of bands performing at FreshEpcot.com.
And I will say one thing you can do in order, if you're really wanting to see a band, to make sure you get a spot, is to book a Garden Rocks dining package.
Yes.
That's a little tip.
Yeah, I love that tip. It's a great one.
Number four.
This one is, I think everybody needs to see Bambi's Butterfly House.
Love that.
It's so cute. It's enclosed with a netting, and then they have the... like their entrances have these like strings of like beads that kind of hang down to help keep them in there. But you can see butterflies at all the different stages in there. And there's tons of them just flying around with all the flowers and stuff. It's just, it's very pretty. And I think it's definitely something that if you have kids that they will really enjoy to see all the butterflies flying around.
Just make sure you let them know in advance. When you go through the curtain and into the butterfly house, Bambi's butterfly house, that you don't touch the butterflies. You don't step on it. So you have to watch your step so that the little butterflies live on their entire lifespan there and do about their business pollinating different different flowers. Do not touch the butterflies, y'all. Don't do it. Okay. Let's see here.
Number three.
Are we there already?
Yes, we are.
My goodness. Where are we?
We are visiting topiaries.
Of course.
Because they are located throughout the entire park.
It's all about the flowers.
And they are pretty and beautiful. And I can't imagine all the work that goes into creating them.
Absolutely. At the very front of the park this year, because it is the 50th anniversary of the Walt Disney World Resort, they've got a Goofy topiary that's holding a birthday cake, which is neat. It's got a little 50th anniversary symbol there. Nearly 100 individual topiaries, breathtaking garden spaces and exhibits. Really cool stuff. We always love the topiaries, and they've got a ton of them. So a lot of hard work going in there. So, you know, kudos to the horticultural team, right? Did I say that right?
Yeah.
All right. Nice.
Number two.
Okay. Everybody loves Figment. We know that it has been popular in many of the festivals. And yes, Figment is going to be represented on merchandise again this year. So is Mickey. However, there's two that I am most excited about and I think everybody should check out. And it is going to be the Orange Bird Collection.
Merch.
It is so happy. I mean, I don't know how you could like not be happy wearing any of it. It's pretty colors and
it's cute little orange bird.
It is.
It's happy and orange bird.
And I love orange bird.
Me too.
The other merchandise collection you need to check out is Spike the Bee again. He's so cute. But you can get all kinds of things from like coffee mugs to shirts,
spirit jerseys,
pins, all that kind of stuff for both Orange Bird and Spike the Bee.
I really dig the Orange Bird coffee cup. That is my jam this year. So I'm hoping that at some point we'll be able to pick up an Orange Bird mug because I love that mug. And I also like the Orange Bird hat down with the hat.
The little bucket hat.
Well, the bucket hat will be great
or
on
the
Boo,
cap.
But the cap. I like that. You know, I missed out on getting my Figment cap. I don't think they sell my Figment cap anymore. But there's a bunch of stuff. I was wearing my Festival of the Arts shirt just the other day and our daughter Boo said, "Who's that?" on my shirt. And of course I say, "It's Figment." She's like, "Figment?"
Yeah.
"Who's that?" "Figment." "Figment?" Yeah, Figment, yes. So she knows who the dragon is now. So merch there. And they also have the brand new corkscrews.
That's what I was
going to
say.
Right?
Yes. That's what I was going to say. I want an Orange Bird corksicle cup. I think that's going to be like my new thing to collect is corksicles.
Oh boy. Like we need another collection. Like we need a hole in our head, but I get it. They're really neat. I really like them too. So, hey, you've got a cork. We've got several corksicles at the house and we dig them. So it's a really nice, nice way to carry cold beverages around.
My corksicles are all Disney though.
Yeah. You've got one from
Wine Bar George. Wine Bar George. First one I got.
We got some from your event over there at
Coronado
Springs when Destino Tower opened. Mm-hmm. And then I just recently got my corkscrew from work.
Yep.
So we got corkscrews, baby. I love it. And the number one thing.
Number one.
Is the outdoor kitchens. There is so much delicious food and drink to enjoy. This year, of course, there's nearly 20 outdoor kitchens that you can enjoy. I'm just going to go through which kitchens, not all the menu items. Mm-hmm. There's another podcast for that one.
That's it. Dining at Disney.
Yes.
A great companion to this podcast, by the way.
There's one, Flavorful Kitchen. It's hosted by Advent Health. It's located between Imagination and the Refreshment Port. There's also Epcot Sunshine Griddle near Test Track, presented by Chevrolet. Mm. The Honey Bistro, hosted by National Honey Board.
And you can get your little bee sipper cup there. Sippy cup, right? Sipper?
Yes.
Yeah, I love that.
Then there's the citrus blossom near port of entry.
We need to get that sipper cup too.
I don't have that sipper cup. It's a different one, but I do have, two sipper cups of orange bird.
I say need, we need that, but we really want it.
Refreshment port near Canada.
Uh-huh.
There's pineapple promenade near the port of entry. Trowel and Trellis, hosted by Impossible near Disney Traders. So all the stuff there is plant-based.
Mm-hmm.
Refreshment Outpost. There's Bauern Market. It's the farmer's market in Germany. Magnolia Terrace, that's in the American Adventure Pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
Tangerine Cafe, Flavors of the Medina in Morocco. La Isla Fresca between Morocco and France. Epcot Farmer's Feast near Test Track, presented by Chevrolet.
Hardy.
Springtime Menu. Summer Solstice Menu. These are going to be available for a select time. So the Epcot Farmer's Feast will change as the festival takes place. So first there's Early Bloom Menu, and that's March 2nd through April 9th. The Springtime Menu, April 10th through May 21st. Summer Solstice, May 22nd through July 4th.
Isn't that crazy how long this is going out for?
Yep. Cider House over in United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
The Northern Bloom in Canada. Jardin de Fiestas in Mexico. Lotus House in China.
Yep.
Primavera Kitchen in Italy. Hanami in Japan. In Japan, I can't talk. Florida Lee is in France. Of course, you have to stop by the funnel cake place. They have a strawberry cheesecake funnel cake there right now. And then if you are into Joffrey's tea and coffees, they have a variety of places that you can check out. There's World Discovery near Mission Space. Over near Canada, they're going to have Strawberry Fields Refresher. Then near Disney Traders is the World Showcase. And over at the American Adventure, in each location has a new beverage that you can only get at that particular Joffrey's location. So if you want to try all four drinks, you have to visit all four stops.
Too bad Joffrey's doesn't have a little passport for them, because you get a nice little coffee at the end. But man, their coffee's great. Love Joffrey's coffee. And
I want the Minty Melon Refresher.
They're all good. They all look really good. Before we wrap up the show, do you have a particular menu item or items you want to highlight? I know we talked a little bit about this during Dining at Disney, but I'll let you kind of scroll through. I have to say that I'm a real big fan of anything that showcases the meat, beef in particular. So what looks good to you on these menus?
Well, I always like the violet lemonade. That is one of my favorites to have.
Very yummy.
I also like over in the Bauner Market, the toasted, the potato pancake that has the caramelized ham, onions, and the herb sour cream on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I really enjoy. Let's see, for something sweet. I would probably try. It's new, so I haven't had it, but it sounds delicious. The coconut tres leches, because it's a vanilla cake soaked in oat milk, almond milk, and coconut milk with toasted coconut.
That sounds good. Yeah, one of the things I really like is, and we'll go back to Farmer's Feast over there by Test Track, which is yummy, is going to be that charred grilled bison ribeye with creamy leek fondue. That looks just yummy.
It does.
It looks super yummy.
Everything we usually find during this festival is really good and very, very fresh.
Yeah, and
it makes you ready for summer and spring.
Absolutely. The kids are always going to love frushi. They bring it back every year, but it's the fruit sushi. which is sweet rice with some whipped cream, berry sauce, and pineapple and coconut, which is always great. Yummy. People just love frushi, and even adults love the frushi. So that is definitely one to pick up as well. And I'm also a big fan of the salmon.
Yes, I was just going to say.
So check out the seared salmon with risotto and micro herbs. It's going to be at the Full Flavor Kitchen hosted by Advent Health over there between Imagination and Refreshment Port. So those are some quick hits for you. Once again, the deep dive is over at Dining at Disney Podcast with Kristen. And please check out the Dining at Disney Podcast. So I hope you enjoyed our top 10 list for this week. Very, very appropriate for the kickoff of this event. It is the Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival of 2022. One of our favorite events there at the Walt Disney World Resort. So please check it out when you can and leave us your feedback there.
Number seven.
Ooh, by golly, I always hit the wrong button. It's like, I don't have enough buttons on my board. That's what I need. I always, there you go. Now that's the right sound effect here. So always great to hear back from feedback from you all. Don't forget to check out all of our social media there, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We'd love to hear from you. You can follow me, Al John Go, on Instagram as well for fun stuff. You can check out Disney List everywhere you get podcasts, especially for Sorcerer Radio Network at srsounds.com. Thank you so much to Sorcerer Radio and our friends at the Disney Dorks. Once again, thank you. And I would also like to send a shout out to Dave Bossert. Dave Bossert recently won an award, another award for his book there, Claude Coates, Imagineer Claude Coates. You can check out Dave Bossert, former Disney creative, as well as animator and author, all around great film producer, all that great stuff. He and I host a show called Skull Rock Podcast every single week. So please be on the lookout for that. We have Disney animators come on and filmmakers come on every single week to talk about their projects. And we'd love for you to check out Skull Rock Podcast as well. Kristen, how about yourself?
You can find me at Dining at Disney on your favorite social media platform, as well as diningatdisney.com. And you can check out the Dining at Disney podcast. If you are looking for more information on the food, the full foodie guide discussed, definitely check out our episode from the other week where we talked about all the menu items.
I'll put the link.
We also have a foodie guide for those of you out on the West Coast for the Disney California Adventure Food and Wine Festival that is now taking place. And if you want to know about the food on Disney's Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, we just discussed that this past week. So make sure you check those out.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And once again, if you're interested in booking a trip to Disney, a great way to support the show would be to have Kristen book it for you. We have been to the parks hundreds of times. And we love the Disney parks as well as Disney Cruise Line, Universal. We love Universal as well. So, Kristen, for people to avail themselves, take advantage of all the deals, great, great, great service, as well as save money, where can they email you?
At themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. My name's Al John.
And I'm Kristen.
And we'll see you real soon.
I'm Kristen Hetzel, co-host of Dining at Disney podcast. Every week I chat about dining at Disneyland and Walt Disney World Resort and Disney Cruise Line with my fellow foodie, Bubba. We also feature restaurants and food reviews, information to help you plan your dining, Disney food news, recipes, and a monthly panel discussion. Visit diningatdisney.com and subscribe to Dining at Disney podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast platform. Dining at Disney podcast, the happiest plate on earth.
I'm Al John Go, co-host of the Disney List podcast as heard on Sorcerer Radio, as well as Skull Rock podcast, here with my wife, Kristen. Hello.
Hello.
You are an earmarked agent who books Disney travel vacations for people all the time. Give our listeners a reason why they'd want to give you a call instead of just booking a trip by themselves.
Well, I can do all of the legwork for them. I have expertise. I've been to the Disney parks well over 100 times, so they've got that knowledge at their hand, as well as it saves them time and money.
Where can people get in touch with you so that they can book their next Disney cruise, Disney park trip, Adventures by Disney?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.